Yesterday we learned the parsha Achoidish Azel Lachem Rosh Chodoshim, and everyone knows the first Rashi in the Torah that says that this is the mitzvah Rishonish in Tzavavo Yisroel. And Rashi explains why then didn't the Torah start with it, but this is the mitzvah Rishonish. And the question is, why Taka did Rabbeinu Shlomo choose that this should be the mitzvah Rishonish? So I saw a pshat from the Asher of a Rebbe in Sefer Eish Dos. He says that when a person writes a Sefer, he writes an Akdoma to the Sefer, and the Akdoma is supposed to explain what the Eichus of the Sefer is, what the Chshivas of the Sefer is, what to look for. So this is the Akdoma to the Torah. Why is this mitzvah the Akdoma to the Torah? So he says like this. Few points there are. One point is that the Yishalmi, that famous Yishalmi that everyone knows, that the whole Bria waits to see what the Sanhedrin is going to be Koveya, if it's going to be Vishchayvish or not, Lamoshal, the age of a person, let's say a Psula, the din is Bas Gimel Shonavi Emechot, so the physical nature changes after Bas Gimel. Is ein b'sulei choizrim before that? It is b'sulei choizrim. So the physical nature of a bas gimel is different than a day before. It changes. So what happens if the person decides to make today rosh chodesh? Then the physical nature will change. If tomorrow is rosh chodesh, it'll stay the same. Mekeil goimer oloi. The Yishalmi brings. That means the Rebbeinu Shlom does according to what the Sanhedrin decides. That's the whole bria is dependent on Kiddush HaChodesh. That means that the whole Bria is dependent on Torah and on the Chachmei HaTorah. That's one Nekuda. Then there's another Nekuda that in the end of the second parag of Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara brings the Maisa that Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Gamliel had a Machloikis, whether the Edom of Kiddush HaChodesh should be accepted or not. And Rabbi Gamliel insisted that they're kosher, and then he said to Rabbi Shua, "I'm goyzer that you come on this day when by you it's Yom Kippur and you machal Yom Kippur and you come to me." And Rabbi Shua was misupik what he should do, and Rabbi Akiva said, "I'll let me give me the shus and I'll tell you what you taught me, that it says Ashayev Ashayevet Ashayev Bayom Mahim." Which means that in every door, the Chachmei door of that door, we have to listen to. And the Ramban brings the Chazal, whatever the Chachmei door and that door tell you, that's what you have to do. You can't say that that today's Chacham are not as great as generations earlier. Torah doesn't work like that. It goes according to the Chachmei HaDor. So that we see is brought Megabe Kiddush HaChodesh, that the Chachmei HaDor are conveyor, and no one has a right to say that today's Chachamim are not as great as the Chachamim before. So we see these few Nekudas, that first of all, that the whole Torah, the whole Bria revolves around the Torah, and that it revolves around the Chachmei HaTorah, and that the Chachmei HaTorah in every door are the ones that are Kaveya, and no one has a right to say that today's Chachamim are not the same like they used to be. Kishmul b'doira, kiyiftach b'doira, kiyiftach. Yiftach wasn't that great as Shmuel maybe, but in his door he was the Rosh. There's an interesting Ohr HaChaim HaKodesh that he says, it says in Chazal that Moshe Rabbeinu was taught everything, Kol Mash Talmud Vosik Osir L'Chadesh, was told to Moshe Rabbeinu. But then we find a Chazal that Moshe Rabbeinu asked Rabbeinu Shlalom that he wants to see the generation of Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbeinu Shlalom put him in that generation and he didn't understand what Rabbi Akiva is saying. So how could it be if Moshe Rabbeinu was told everything? But all the Chachmei HaDor is saying, so how could it be? So how could it be that that he didn't understand what Rabbi Akiva is saying? So he says something very interesting. If it wouldn't be Chaim HaKadosh, we wouldn't be able to say it, but he says it. He says that Hein Emes called the Torah and Amal Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu was told everything. No one could be mechadish anything that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know. Benageya, Halachas, and Torah. But there's Torah Shebaksav and there's Torah Shebalpeh. The Halachas of Torah Shebalpeh, Moshe Rabbeinu knew everything. But how it's merumes in Torah Shebaksav that the Baruch Shalom didn't tell Moshe Rabbeinu, and that the Chachmei Adoyer in every Doyer have the schus that they could be mechadish kedushim in that. He didn't tell them how it's merumes. The zuhi avoidas bnei Yisrael amelei atayra, in like the Ketores Kahanim and Sifro and Sifri, to find where it's merumes in the Torah. And then he adds off, Achreim ba'ad hayoyim, till today, zuhi avoidas hakodesh bnei Torah, v'dayik hamakrois, oliyash v'malpiyam amram shen Torah shebalpeh, v'zuhi avoidas hatoyra, that's the avoidas hatoyra, that every person could be mechadish even today, hanikras eretz hachayim. Eretz hachayim is based on Zoya that brings in on the Haftarah from Pasha from Mishchodesh. We didn't learn that Haftarah yesterday, but in the Haftarah from Mishchodesh it says Kashemayim Hachadoshim be'oretz Hachadosha. What's Oretz Hachadosha means when someone is Mechadosh, then it's like he's creating a new world, and that means what has a person could be Mechadosh. If Moshe Rabbeinu knew everything, what does it mean he's being Mechadosh? So Pasha, you say Anacharav Moshe Rabbeinu knew it, but he has a right to say it, but he's saying no. He's saying he's talking about chiddush. Chiddush can mean that he's mechadish where it's merumes in the Torah. The Marshal, the Rambam says that it says lekachtem lecham b'yayim rishon priyetz hoda kapis tamorim anaf etzovas ahav enochal. So the Gemara has a whole arichas priyetz hoda. How do we know what it is? Maybe aim a pilpul. And the Gemara says it's also tametzer pishova. And on Kapis Tamarim, the Gemara has a suffix what it is on Hafez Ovis. The Gemara goes through a whole Arichas, like you're going to learn in the next parak, exactly to understand what Priyetz Oder is. So the Rambam says, it doesn't mean that they were Mesupik. In all generations, they took an Esrik, and they knew, everyone knew that the Torah wanted, that the Baruch Shalom wanted, that the Esrik should be taken on first on Sukkot, the whole Sukkot, the first day in Bikvulim and HaTorah. That wasn't the suffix. The suffix was, how does it connect in the Torah to the words Priyetz Hodor? And that the Chachmei Hador and every Dor were figuring out how do we know that it excludes anything else, and it has to be that the Torah meant Esrik. And that's just an example, but that's true for everything in the Torah. If it says Mimachas HaShabbos, that this sphere starts Mimachas HaShabbos, and Tzedekim said it has to be Matzah Shabbos. So they had the whole fights that it should come out Matzah Shabbos. So the Chachamim had a whole vikuchim there to explain them how Machlis Shabbos means Machlis Yontif. But it doesn't mean that, again, that they had any sfeikas. The Chachamim knew just how its merum is in the Pasuk. That was the avodah from the Chachamim and all Doyos. And even today, a person that learns Torah Lishma is Nasa Kemayin HaMesgabar, like it says in the Mishnah. What does it mean, Nasa Kemayin HaMesgabar? It means that he has the Baruch Shalom gives him Siyata Dishmaya to be Mechadish. Sometimes a person can be Mechadish something that Taka was never known before. And that's like creating a whole new Eretz HaChadosh, like creating a whole Elomois. And that's a Merdigus Chus. I just want to end off with Maisa. And I heard that Rabbi Chanan Wasserman was in America. So he came to collect money for his yeshiva and Branovitz. It was very shverim. So when he was here in America, so someone told him, you know, this Yite that has a coat factory, and he grew up in Branovitz. He's not a Ben Torah, he's far from Torah, but still, he remembers. We're sure he remembers the yeshiva in Branovitch, because he was a Yelid Branovitch. He grew up in Branovitch. So why don't you go to him? He has a nugget, and and he'll surely give you something. So they made an appointment for him. B'chano went in, he realized right away that he's not only far from Torah, but that he's far from Yiddishkeit. Many people were not even Shem Shabbos in those days, so he realized right away that he's not even a Shem Shabbos. So he didn't want to take money from him. He made up his mind, I'm not taking money from a Mechal Shabbos. But he had already the appointment, so he went in and he started speaking to him. So he tells the Yid, you know why I came? Why did you come? He says, because my coat has very shabby buttons. And in Brandenburg they told me, if you want to have nice buttons, you come to this factory here in America and he'll change your buttons and then your coat will look mamish like new. And he says to me, that doesn't make sense. You didn't come from Brandenburg to America for buttons. That doesn't make sense to me. She says to him, your neshama came down from a much further place. Your neshama came down from Tachas Kisei HaKovet. What did your neshama come down in this world for? For buttons? Your neshama came down that you should be shayma Torah mitzvahs, that you should learn Torah. The neshama has it much better. Tachas Kisei HaKovet. Why is the neshama coming down? It shouldn't be that like this. The neshama is nahama d'chsifa. That means he's getting all the schar he's getting for didn't do anything to deserve it. So the neshama comes down in this world into a guf that he should deserve whatever he wants, whatever the neshama is having till now, he should deserve it. So that's what your neshama came down for. So then the Yitaka, he changed his ways, and Yitaka, and afterwards he became one of the main supporters of Branovich Yeshiva. And there's a marshal that Reb Chaim Kanievsky brings from a medr in Sefer Oches Yosha that a person didn't have panosa, and they told him in a faraway country you could get jewels and diamonds in the street, and it's very far. It could take months to get there, but it's kedai, and you could come back a gevir. So he made up with his family. He's going to go for a year. And it's worth it. He comes after a long trip, and he sees that it's true. Mamish diamonds in the street, and he picks up fills up a pocket with some diamonds, and then he has to be mesader himself. So he has to buy food and rent the place. So he goes to a store and he wants to pay. So he takes out a diamond. So the person laughs at him. He says, "You're going to pay with a diamond. That's not worth anything here. So what is worth something? Yeah, so what should I pay with?" So they told them one type of food, let's call it potatoes, is what's valuable here, because that's very rare. And so how do I get that? Well, you have to work hard. It's not going to come so simple. You have to take a job and work hard, and then you'll get paid potatoes, and then you'll be able to buy. So he works hard, and he works, and he gathers a lot of potatoes, and then it's time to come home. So, but in his mind by now, potatoes is what's valuable. So he fills up all the suitcases with potatoes, and he goes on the ship to go home. And then the potatoes become rotten on the way, and he's coming home, and his family is waiting to see what he's bringing, the riches. And he's coming home with suitcases full of rotten potatoes. And luckily, he had a few diamonds left in his pocket, so something they were able to have from the whole trip. He says, when the neshama comes down from Shemayim, it says the Mashbiah, the child before he comes out of this world, he tzadik valti rosha, and they tell him what you came on this world for. But when a person is born and then he grows up, sometimes they forget what they came for. They think they came for the potatoes. And then when it comes time to go back, here he's coming back with some rotten potatoes, and luckily, hopefully, he comes back with some Torah that he learned and some mitzvahs that he did. But Avada, a person, Taka, knows this, that what he came for, he realizes what he came for, what his neshama came on this world for, didn't come for Avada. Every person, b'zeis ha'pecha techalechem, a person has to work for the potatoes, but he has to realize that that's not what he came on this world for. This is what he has to do, but on his free time, he has to be kinder, as much Torah and about the mitzvahs, whatever is possible. And when he comes up in Shemayim, then he's coming, he has to come with suitcases full of the dafim that he learned, and they're going to test him on it, and that's what counts in Shemayim, and that's what the neshama was sent down in this world. So, Baruch Hashem, there are Yidden that understand this, and they not only learn to be Yotzer, they look for Eitzes, how to be Koneh Torah and to understand Torah, and they know that they're going to have to come back to the neshama is going to have to come back with suitcases full of Torah, and I want to give you all a bracha that yishtaka bizoicha to be Koneh Torah, and you could even be zoicha to be mechadish if you learn on this oifen, be in the way you're learning, you could even be zoicha to add to the Torah like the Orach Chaim HaKadosh says, and that's very choshev by the Rebbeinu Shlomo, like Eretz HaChadosh and Shemayim HaChadoshim, that's like creating new Olamos, and this chus will take all b'zeicha v'nissen negalu v'nissen asidim legal, we should be zeicha taka to the mekabel p'nei Mashiach Tzidkeinu v'meir v'yameinu amen.
Amen.